Blog Talk Radio.
You got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In Between. You gotta spread joy up to the maximum, bring gloom down to the minimum, have faith. A pandemonium liable to walk upon the scene.
Thank you for tuning in to another edition of Blog Talk Radio, and welcome to Positively Affirmative. This is the show where we affirm you, our listening audience, with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness, challenges, and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satori Life Skills Institute, along with Hasina Roach, Relational Consultant, and Wanda Miles, Radio Personality. How are you ladies doing today?
Doing great. Good to be back.
Good. And I know, Hasina, you're a little bit under the weather today.
I am, but I'm here.
Yeah, so I'm glad that you're here, and I'm hoping that you're feeling better soon and that you have a nice glass of warm tea next to you. Yeah. Well, how was everybody's holiday?
Well, I worked through most of it, but that's all right. It was still good.
Oh, that's cool.
I'm happy I can work through the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not what you? I went... Family, huh?
Well, no, they're mostly all in Baltimore, so I call and talk to everyone. I get passed around like that, so that's all right. That's good.
I know for many years I worked on the holidays, so it's like that. So, you know, so all depending on what you do, some things don't shut down because, you know, it's a holiday.
Yep.
So today our show topic is gratitude. And believe that gratitude is a really good topic to focus on because it helps us to appreciate where we are and what we have in good times and in bad. And it's a good way to go into the new year as well, being able to reflect on you know, the things that have happened, what we've learned, and just what we are grateful for. So what I like to say is that sometimes we can get distracted with all the stress and pressure of day-to-day activities and challenges that confront us. And it's easy to lose sight of things that are going right in our life. And it's easy to just begin to kind of focus on those areas that quite go in the way that we want them to go, you know, things that aren't happening the way that we want them to happen. And what we know, ladies, is that when we begin to spend a lot of our time in negativity or in a lack of appreciation, it messes with our energy level, and it's not conducive. You know, it's just not conducive to us having the things that we want to have. And, you know, if any one of you ladies want to, you know, elaborate on that, feel free to do so. But so we cannot be happy and sad at the same time. Those two energies just don't share the same space. And if we truly want to be happy and to find inner enjoyment and peace, we have to learn how to use gratitude as a daily ritual in our life. And then that's what I want us to talk about today. But before we can talk about that, it's important for us to know what gratitude is. What is gratitude? And, you know, I look at gratitude as an ability to feel appreciation for for people, places, and things that, that make a positive difference in our life. It can be a feeling of thankfulness and an attitude of reverence or even sacredness that one feels for actions and deeds that others have contributed, that I benefit from in some way. And I really want to kind of talk about that aspect of gratitude because I don't hear about it that often. And often gratitude is an ability to take a negative situation and turn the learning into a lesson of reflection or growth.
That's where it gets tricky.
Yeah, it is. And that's the hardest. You know, those are the deepest lessons, I think, when something negative is happening and, you know, I have to dig deep within to get a positive out of it.
Well, I think the good part is that to dig deep and find that place is really ultimately just it's for you and it benefits you the most and not striving or being able to get to that place is really only going to deplete you. So for me, that's that driving force that I know that as angry as I may be at something or a situation or a person or whatever I've got, I have to find the place that there's there is some good in this or find the lesson, I guess maybe a better word at times, to rise above it and to literally, you know, bring my vibration back up, to literally rise, you know, above it. So gratitude does that, period. I mean, that's what takes you out of all of that. But finding it, that's what's the tricky part.
Yeah. You know, I agree with that. You know, finding it is a key, you know, a key that unlocks a door to a lot of different things, to forgiveness, mm-hmm. To just a deeper level of a deeper feeling of appreciation.
And understand.
Say that again.
And understanding, just to understand things is just enlightening. And for me, just to have a better understanding of things,
mm-hmm.
of why it's happening or whatever, you know. If I can, that's possible, you know, but to the best of my knowledge, my human beingness.
Yeah. You know, an area that I've been reading about lately and listening to about, and it's helping me to kind of see gratitude from yet a different perspective. A feeling of thankfulness, an attitude of reverence or sacredness that is important to have for the actions and deeds of others, contributions that have made what we've done, that have paved the way for a lot of the things that I enjoy today. And, you know, when I think about it, so many things I take for granted. You know, just for example, the ability to vote. You know, I take it for granted and I forget about, you know, all those groups of folks who didn't have that privilege. You know, for a long time, women didn't have the privilege or the right to vote. You know, minorities, you know, African-Americans didn't have that right to vote. And even in other countries, you know, it has been a struggle for certain rights to become commonplace every day. And so now, you know, because folks have fought and worked really hard to pave a way for us, you know, to have a lot of the conveniences that we appreciate today, there should be a sense of gratitude for that. You know, I look at a lot of the modern conveniences that we have, you know, the ability to flip a switch and turn on a light, you know, or the ability to open up the refrigerator and I've got food there, you know, that has been, you know, that stays fresh for me until I'm ready for it. You know, because there was a time that we didn't have these types of conveniences. You know, so even you know, that type of gratitude, modern medicine and how far we've advanced with medicine. You know, I was thinking, I'm an asthmatic. I'm a chronic asthmatic. I have the worst kind of asthma that there is. And I can remember as a little girl being sick literally all the time. And hospitals were not as modern as they are today. And looking at the advances that medicine has made just in my lifetime, it's amazing, and I'm grateful. You know, I'm very grateful for that, but I don't think about it often in that way. So I think that it's really important to, you know, for us sometime to have that reflection. And to think back in a general way, and then even in personal respects, because Hasina, it takes me back to I don't remember what episode we were doing, but I remember we did an episode where you were talking about your relative and how they came from a different country, and your aunt was a indentured servant. And she kind of paved. She was one of the ones who paved the way for your family to enjoy some of the conveniences that you enjoy today.
Yes, very true. And I think it was only 30, 40 years ago, which is interesting.
Yeah.
That's that long ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think that.
Go ahead. I was thinking of a quote that I saw online. I want to see if I can grab it really quick, and then I'll jump back on. Give me 1 second.
Sure. So I think that is, you know, I think that if we really take the time to reflect, we can find reasons to have gratitude.
Yes, I really think gratitude to me is about appreciating. I think you already said appreciation and gratitude is just the little things, the small things. And I saw this quote online, and it just made me think, and it's so true. The worst person to be around is someone who complains about everything and appreciates nothing. There's so many things to appreciate. Even though I lost my voice yesterday because I was a vendor at an event, you know, I got to share my product. And a lot of people know my why. I got to educate people on multiple sclerosis and Crohn's disease. I appreciate that I have some of my voice back. I just woke up. I'm in my bed. I'm not feeling that great, but I'm alive. You know, I could still get up and walk and get a cup of tea if I need to. So little things. And we were talking the other day, and I'm going to get a little personal, but not that personal, but my car broke down. And my car is in the shop, which is great. That means I have money to put it in the shop. But then in the same breath, my son is off of school for the holiday. And thank goodness it happened at this time and not at another time. So those little things where somebody will say, oh, I don't have a car, it's the holidays, but thank goodness it happened at this time and not at a time that my son had to be in school.
Mm-hmm.
So the little things, and look at life different. What we have to do, even when we're going through a hard time, is find a way to reframe what's going on in our life to a positive aspect. That's my piece.
That's good. All true.
Mm-hmm. I like that, and I like that. And you know, Wanda, you made a comment. You know, sometimes finding the why or finding maybe I need to clarify. Sometimes I think, you know, finding the why I need to be grateful when everything is falling apart around me can be a challenge.
Yeah, it
can be a challenge because, you know, to talk about gratitude and being grateful and having appreciation, it can be, it can sound very easy to do. But when, you know, when I'm in a crisis, or, you know, when I don't know where my next, you know, piece of money is going to come from to eat, or, you know, when I don't know when I'm going to get a job, or, you know, some real life stuff, you know, that goes on in our lives, it could be very challenging to practice gratitude. But what I believe is when times are good, even, you know, if we can take time to appreciate the little things, that when things are bad, we started a practice, and we have something, you know, we have something to kind of fall on, fall back on. What do you think about? How does that, does that make sense, ladies?
Yeah, it makes sense to me.
Okay.
For me, it's just, I think, yeah, just my daily, my daily routine of trying to find that place when things seem to be not going my way. And I have to be honest, like, now is easier than it used to be for me even a year ago, I'd say, probably. I mean, I think it takes practice and just, like, for me, just going out and being present and not thinking, don't get so caught up in the future or the past, and just be in the moment. There's always, always something to be grateful for in just that moment, just in the moment that I can breathe at this moment. Nobody's bothering me. And sometimes it's like, look up, the sky is beautiful right here, right now. And just absorb a moment of gratitude. Can it can maybe snowball a little bit. So that's the best, you know, if I get too, sometimes we just get too far ahead of ourselves or get too just not present, if that makes sense. Is there a non-present word? If we're thinking of all the other stuff, you know, and how I'm going to get the money, or I used to have the money, but right now, I'm good. I don't need money to breathe. Whatever. It's kind of what meditation is really all about, and just kind of putting all that other stuff on a shelf, because it could go away, and it will go away eventually, but in order for that to happen, I think you have to start in the smallest place, which is the easiest place, which is right here and now. And that's been my mantra for the last year or so, and I think it's helped me a lot. It's just to do my best to be present, especially when it's getting a little crazy.
I like that. Were you going to say something, Hasina?
Yes, I'm going to try to say, I'm going to piggyback on what Wanda was saying. You're talking about taking it one step at a time, and I think gratefulness is conducive. And when you really can be grateful and have gratitude, is being mindful, as she was just saying, taking it step by step. Every breath you take, looking around, appreciating every aspect, every piece that you have going on with you, and that's how you find your gratitude. And what Wanda says, it is a practice, and it's a day-by-day, moment-by-moment practice for you to have gratefulness and have gratitude.
I like that, and I know that being in the moment is something that I am continually learning how to practice. And, you know, it's interesting. I had a situation yesterday where I fell out with my oldest daughter. And it was pretty yucky. And and then I said to myself, and, you know, we both kind of left each other not in a good space. And, you know, and I was kind of thinking it through, and I said to myself, well, this, you know, it had to happen, or it wouldn't have happened like this. And, you know, for me, because of the work that I've been doing, I didn't stay in anger. You know, I felt kind of disappointed, and, you know, then I, you know, after a while, I felt like it was a few things that I said that I wasn't necessary for me to say, you know, and I felt, you know, felt bad about that. But, you know, I was able to talk myself through that and say to myself, well, you know, Katrina, you know, don't go to bed angry. And I was able to, you know, like say positive thoughts and prayers for her, you know, and you know, and even, you know, for her family, because it may not have been the right time to reach out and talk, but I was able to put positive thoughts out, you know, and I was very grateful for that. And, you know, this morning I reached out to her and I said, you know, we need to talk, you know, and she was like, yeah, you know, we do. So, you know, that's a good space to be in. You know, that's a good space to be in because things happen. You know, things happen. And in life, a lot of times it's not what happens, but it's how do you handle it? What do you do with it? And then sometimes we drop the ball. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm juggling all these balls and sometimes they all just fall on the ground. And when they do, I have to pick them all up and I just have to start all over again, start my little juggling act all over again. You know, and that's how it goes. That's how it goes. But I was looking at this blog online by Marlissa Fabriga, I believe is how her name is pronounced. And, you know, she talked about gratitude, and she said some things that I've found very interesting. You know, she says that gratitude means thankfulness, counting your blessings, noticing simple pleasures, and acknowledging everything that you receive. It means learning to live your life as if everything were a miracle and being aware on a continuous basis of how much you've been given.
Yeah.
Gratitude shifts your focus from what your life lacks to the abundance that is already present. In addition, behavioral and psychological research has shown the surprising life improvements that can stem from the practice of gratitude. Giving thanks makes people happier and more resilient. It strengthens relationships and it improves health and it reduces stress. So having gratitude is more than just appreciation. It's about learning how to shift to an actual better feeling place, psychologically, physically, spiritually, and that's you know, that's pretty significant, I believe. You know, especially when you talk about a practice being able to help you physically make improvements in your body. Or you know, mentally make improvements. She says that two psychologists, Michael McCullough of Southern Methodist University in Dallas, Texas, and Robert Emmons of the University of California, wrote an article about an experiment they conducted on gratitude and its impact on well-being. The study split several hundred people into three different groups, and all the participants were asked to keep daily diaries. The first group kept a diary of the events that occurred during the day without being told specifically to write about either good or bad things. The second group was told to record their unpleasant experiences. And the last group was instructed to make a daily list of things for which they were grateful. And the results of the study indicated that daily gratitude exercises resulted in higher reported levels of alertness, enthusiasm, determination, optimism, and energy. In addition, those in the gratitude group experienced less depression and stress, and they were more likely to help others. So I thought that was really interesting. A lot of times, I don't think about you know, how this practice may benefit me in all areas of my life necessarily, but you know, this particular report on gratitude, it shows that, you know, when you consciously and deliberately focus on things that you have things to be, things that you can appreciate or be grateful for, that it makes a difference. And I know, Hasina, you talked about that too. We were talking earlier, and you talked about how we can use gratitude to order our day. Can you talk more to that?
Sure. When you first wake up in the morning, don't just jump out of bed. I understand you might need to go to the bathroom first and do certain things, but take a breath and order your day. Start with the very smallest thing and say what you want to happen. Actually, a friend told me this 2 years ago, and I love her example that she used. She talked about going to Burger King. And you go to Burger King, and let's say you ask for a fish sandwich. You ask for that fish sandwich, but you get a Whopper. You're not happy. That's not what you ordered. So when you order your day should come the same way that you order it. It's just like attracts like. So if I start my day still in bed saying, I'm going to get in my car. First of all, let's start from the very, very beginning. I'm going to take a shower, get all my hygiene done. It's going to go well. I'm going to put on my makeup. I'm not going to stab my eye with eyeliner. I'm going to jump in my car. There's going to be no traffic. My car will be in pristine condition. I'll get to work on time. I'll greet my boss. And go through those motions of what you exactly want. That is a practice of doing gratitude and making sure you put in an expectation on what you want your life to be. And it's funny you say this, but you tell me this all the time. You tell me to visualize what I want. And when you visualize what you want, you visualize that positive, and when you do that, it can happen, definitely.
Yeah, and I do, you're right, I do talk to you a lot about the importance of visualizing visualizing how you want your life to be. You look at your life from the end of the day, you know, this is what I want to accomplish, this is how I want to feel. Visualizing that process, absolutely. But, you know, it's really interesting. I told you yesterday, I had this blowout with my daughter. And when I reflected on that, I thought to you're absolutely right. And I thought to myself that my thinking had gone south before I even met with her, you know, and I forgot to think about how I wanted this to end, and all I looked at was what I saw in the natural. and that's what I got. You know, I got exactly what I saw. And once I was able to reflect, I was able to put out some positive thoughts and, you know, just put positive energy out towards the whole situation so that it could turn it around, you know, so that I can turn it around. So, you know, yes, the ability to be able to, you know, to meditate and visualize on how I want my life to end up, what I want that end result to be, is huge. It's priceless. Very
right.
Priceless. So I'd like to talk about a few, I'd like to give a few maybe exercises on, you know, ways that we can practice gratitude. And, you know, one thing that works for me when I use it is to set an intention on how I want my day to, and even how I want the day to unfold. When your day begins, you know, you say out loud or silently to yourself, today will be the best day. You know, today's going to be a great day. And you talked about this, Cecina. You know, today's going to be a great day. You know, I expect miracles to happen. I expect miracles to happen today. I believe God wants the best for me, and I accept all the good that life has to offer. So we have to learn how to affirm greatness and positivity for our day.
Mm.
And I also think it's important to take time out, and you talked to this, Cecina, take time out to meditate on gratitude. You know, at the end of my night, you know, I can sit and ask myself, you know, what happened today that worked for me, that was good? You know,
even the things, as Wanda said, that were bad, look at the lesson that was behind that. Don't take anything for granted and say, oh, that was terrible. No, what's the lesson, as Wanda said?
Absolutely. You know, absolutely. And I definitely had to do that yesterday. You know, and even I had to, you know, relook at that this morning. Absolutely. You know, I like to say with gratitude, if you knew that you only had 6 months to live, what would you do with that time? Who are the people that you want to be around? You know, what are the things that you want to do? And answering those type of questions can give you a good idea of what, you know, what your values are, what's important to you. Are you living out your values?
Hmm. Questions I ask myself daily.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Because, you know, in this life, in this world, you know, being around so many other different people and situations, if we don't know what's important to us, it's so easy to get caught up in what other people feel should
Absolutely.
Work for us.
I totally agree mm-hmm. with that. And that's happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and for me, I look at the holiday of Christmas. Now, I don't celebrate. I don't celebrate Christmas, and I don't have anything against people who do. I mean, I think it's wonderful for those who celebrate it, but I don't. And it doesn't make me a Scrooge, and it doesn't make me a bah humbug. You know, it's just, and it's millions of people who don't celebrate.
Yeah,
so,
I don't Not so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. For many different reasons.
Yeah, various reasons.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, there are times where I have to feel, you know, I have to kind of get comfortable in my skin when I'm around other people who don't necessarily share my values in that area. You know, so even though it's been years, you know, I still find myself, you know, getting comfortable in my skin in that particular area. So that's just, you know, just kind of interesting. But, you know, you know, you ladies talked about looking at the small things in life. And, you know, the fact that I was able to take a breath, I'm able to breathe in and breathe out, that's huge.
Yeah, it really is.
It really, I'm an asthmatic, I know.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, without it, you're done.
Without it, you're done.
Yeah.
And so, you know, being able to breathe is a simple pleasure that, you know, many of us take for granted.
I mean, we really put so little effort into it, really. I mean, we should put maybe some more effort into deep breathing, however, but, you know, no one ever taught us how to breathe. We keep doing it. It's really kind of a good thing.
Yeah.
Or even notice your breath. You say deep breathing, but notice it. We don't even notice our breath because we're programmed or we don't have to think about it. But how about notice your breath for 2 minutes? Not even 5, not even 10, just 2. And see how that will just change your feeling of gratitude and you'll have a moment to just reflect. Just notice. I want to talk about two people that have been influential in my change and how I look at things. I have many, but these two kind of started a couple of years ago for me. Renella. Her last name is Ellis. I think she changed it now. But she's American, but she's all the way in Japan, and she's been there for a few years now. She started it, and she also introduced it for here in Miami. And her name is...
You started breaking up.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said Renella Ellis. I believe she changed her last name, and she's on the other side of the world. She's in Japan. And then Sandra Lee, she is actually in Miami. And some things that they tell me that I have to do is commit. The first thing you do when you're going to practice mindfulness, gratefulness, and Sandra Lee, she would say this over and over, in my practice. And at first I was like, is she a therapist too? Is she, you know, in some type of social field or... is she a lawyer? Why does she keep on saying in my practice? But now I get it. Every moment, every day is a practice. And it's a great way to look at things. So Katrina already said it, but in the spiritual realm, this is not, you know, one level is to be physical, but the other level is to be spiritual. And once you commit to having gratitude every day, it gains momentum. And then you start doing it without thinking. As we talked about, to be grateful, you have to have a level of mindfulness. And then you have to begin. You have to start somewhere. And even if you mess up and you say the wrong thing, I know there are some examples of driving, and I've seen it actually, the other day. And it's
with me, right?
Yes. But then, being that my car is down, I got to ride home, and the same person, not the same person, but the same situation happened again where the person was very upset because of people crossing the street, not on where they should cross, and cars are acting crazy.
Yeah.
So you have to begin, and you have to start over and over and over.
Yep, yep.
Write it down. And you guys already said this. Write it down. Even though we get busy, take a moment just to do that. The power of writing and visualization is great. I found that I am more of a visual and kinetic learner, and you have to find out what your learning style is so you do that works for you. So maybe even if you're audio, maybe you want to most people have this app in their phone. I don't know if a lot of people use it. I use it because I'm in Toastmasters. And I might say my speech on my microphone and record myself. But maybe you need to hear that audio every day. Maybe you need to write it down so you can see it every day, or write it down so you're moving your hand with that pen or pencil. Set a time of the day. I know we're in different time zones that may be listening, but set a time where you just take time to reflect. And it doesn't have to be a long period of time. And practice present moment gratitude. So you could start with when you're getting your tea or coffee or drinking something, it could be water with your lemon in the morning. Make sure you do it in that moment. And as I said, when you start your day, and let's say you're brushing your teeth, just brush your teeth and notice every stroke and how it's getting away whatever things are on your teeth. That's a way of showing gratitude. It's small, and that's what has to happen. It's a ripple effect, or it's that snowball at the top of the hill. By the time it gets to the bottom, and maybe that's the end of your day, it's so big, it becomes natural. It becomes human nature for you, because people think this is easy. It's a challenge, and it's a challenge every day, but we could do it. So keep on going. Start somewhere. Don't stop. And allow yourself to be human. Katrina, I know you said you reflected on the situation you had with your daughter, but we are all human. We all get upset, and especially during the holiday time. We have one more portion of holidays to go for the end of the year, which is New Year's. And mm-hmm. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, those are rough times. We might be meeting with family or close friends or meeting new people in groups, or maybe we're even alone. And this is a time where we need to allow ourselves to be human and be in that moment. I have a family member that I talk to, and she always says, it was a situation that happened during Thanksgiving. And I said, you know, I didn't speak to the person because I wasn't comfortable to speak to them of the experience we had during Thanksgiving. And she told me it's too late. We can't address it now. We have to address things in the moment when it happened. So those are just some things of how to be grateful, how to practice mindfulness, because practicing mindfulness, as I said, and being grateful goes hand in hand.
I like that. Yep, very interesting. Very interesting. I think that some other practices that we can look at when it comes to practicing gratitude is the ability to take responsibility. You know, and to remember that you play a part in every situation that involves your life. And, you know, I said I had to kind of sit back and I did have to look at, you know, I played a big part in that. You know, situation, you know, I'm just happened to, you know, give that example as we're talking about gratitude. You know, because again, I realized that my thinking, even though I may have been seeing, seeing what I perceived as a particular behavior, had I been, you know, had I been able to think with the end in mind, I may have looked, my thought process and how I viewed it may have been totally different, but I chose to look at things the way that they were and not use my visualization. And so, and I, you know, I have to take responsibility because I chose to react as I did. You know, I'm able to see the part that I play in that and take responsibility for that. And that's hard to do. It's really a challenge to take responsibility for our lives, and when our lives are not working out the way that we feel like it should, you know, instead of pointing the finger, looking back at ourselves and saying, what can I do differently? How do I play a part in this? You know, as we talk about being grateful, paying attention to the things, and I keep saying this, and paying attention to the things that are working and not focusing so much on the things that are not working. And giving thanks for those things that are going well. Being a blessing to yourself and to others. Words can be used as weapons or symbols of love and peace. Are you placing curses on yourself and others with your words, or are you blessing folks? And are you blessing yourself with your words? Gratitude can be a practice of paying, being mindful of how I'm thinking and how I choose to use my words.
Did we mention just like a keeping a journal, or just all the simple, just keeping track, writing them down? I know I saw something on Facebook about for the new year, instead of making resolutions, start keeping a gratitude box of everything, that just the simple little good things. You write them down, you put them in your box, mm-hmm. and at the end of the year, you kind of go through all the, even the little things that you were grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
So that seems like something fun to do.
Yeah, I like that. Now, a couple of years ago in our group, someone did an exercise where they gave us these mason jars.
Okay.
And I'm just picking mine up now as you said that. And that is a good exercise, because I do have some things in my jar. But making a practice, yeah, I like that. Making a practice of putting something in there on a regular basis, on a daily basis if possible.
Yeah.
But definitely on a regular basis. And, you know, I have an office. And, as you said that, the thought came to me that I can also have people put positive thoughts into the jar as well.
Yeah, that's good. That's awesome.
Yeah, I just thought about that. Yeah, that's cool. That is cool. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just a daily practice of it is really what helps you do it. Doing with everything, you know, practice makes perfect.
Mm-hmm. Also, I want to say accept and become comfortable with your imperfections. Don't take yourself too seriously, because nobody's perfect and we all make mistakes. And being okay with that, knowing that everything's not going to be perfect. I'm not going to do everything perfect, but just being okay with the wholeness of who we are, our good points and our imperfections as well. You know, everything that makes us who we are. And this one may talk a lot to the writing things down in the journaling, Wanda. Finding a way to express yourself in ways that don't take away from others. So it could be writing, joining a social group with people who share common interests. Taking the time to express yourself by getting counseling or coaching, but those are, those are some ways that we can practice appreciation. Appreciation for ourselves, appreciation. Self-gratitude, and then gratitude for others, because it all starts with us. If I can't appreciate who I am, And if I can't, you know, if I have trouble appreciating the gifts and the skills and that I bring to the table, I'm going to have a hard time appreciating others' gifts. You know, it starts with me.
No, I was saying that's very true, and I love to, most of the time when I have moments of gratefulness or just getting around certain people, or even as we do Blog Talk Radio with you two, mm-hmm. I always leave a call of action. And I love that Wanda maybe gave our listeners the homework to get in that jar and put in things of gratitude. Katrina added to that by saying maybe she'll have her clients put something in, kind of, again, as to set their day, set the tone, set her session up in a certain way. And I'm thinking here as a call to action maybe to our listeners and to myself is, how many friends do we have on maybe Facebook? Maybe some people have about 500, maybe even more, and I can say I have more. And maybe going through that list every now and then, or maybe daily if you can, or once a week, and just telling one person how much you appreciate them as a friend, as a colleague, as an associate. I believe that people don't just, some people do, but I think most people were a little protective, and social media is so big now that when we do add certain people on our pages or Twitter or Instagram, maybe, I don't know, because I'm only on Facebook, but that we make sure we trust them enough that if we share something, that it's okay. So take that time to maybe take that one person that you don't get to talk to on a regular, or you may not have their number, but you are friendly with them, just to say, you know what, I appreciate you, and I appreciate you because. I think that would be another great call to action after finishing up the show and maybe continuing after the show.
That's beautiful. That is absolutely beautiful. I love that. I love that.
All right, then.
Well, I know, you know, this is our last show for 2015 year. And
wow.
I know I've so appreciated and enjoyed, you know, working with you two ladies. And even the guests that we've had on our show, thanks. Even the guests that we've had on our show, it makes a big difference. It makes a difference. And so I appreciate you ladies.
Thank you. I appreciate you. You and Wanda. It has made a difference on my Sunday to know that around 5 o'clock, we're going to meet. We're going to talk. Maybe even after the show, we're going to talk again and reflect on how the show went. And it actually makes me grow.
It helps me a lot, let me tell you. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, show, and anyone listening. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, listening audience, absolutely. Absolutely, and you know, we're looking for powerful new year filled with gratitude, filled with possibilities, filled with awe of the joy, you know, all of the hopes and dreams that we want to accomplish for the new year. Absolutely. Looking for a great new year.
Okay.
All right. So, Hasina, will you give that call to action again for everyone?
I'll see what I can do. Take this time with gratitude, especially with the holidays and your meeting with friends, family, groups, different groups of people, to do something different. Appreciate day by day, moment by moment, second by second, even when you're first getting up, taking 5 minutes before you start your day to set your intentions in motion. When you go to brush your teeth, brush every tooth with gratitude. Maybe you have all of them, maybe you don't. Take that time to maybe start that new practice of putting something that you're grateful into that jar. And I actually did the practice a couple years ago. It doesn't have to be big things. It could be small things. You know, Wanda, you have dogs. Wanda, I actually tagged you on something online because I know you love animals. Yeah, I didn't see all of it, but I was like, oh, I know Wanda probably will like this. So, we'll just do those little things to make people put a smile, you know, have a smile on their face. You know a lot of people's likes and what they don't like. A lot of times people are going through some serious things in this time. Reach out to those people. Holidays are great times, but for some people, holidays are rough times. I have a girlfriend that she had stillbirths around this time. So, and 5 years apart, same day, I think that's just crazy. But in the same breath, it's a lesson, and somehow it's sad, but she has to find a way to move forth, and she still has things to be grateful for. She has a great, I think he's now 16-year-old son that is just the handsome, most great thing, and she focuses on that, and she has her moments, but again, we're human, and when we do this practice of gratitude, be human in it. Don't think you have to be perfect at it. Start again and start again every day. Start again every morning. Start again. Reach out to those friends, maybe on Facebook, or family members that you should speak to. And don't forget the most important part, self-care with gratitude. If you can't appreciate self, how can you appreciate someone else? So that is my call to action for our listening audience, all over the world, and for ourselves.
Thank you, Christina. Thank you.
Yeah.
And Beth, were you going to say something?
Oh, I was just saying. I was just saying thank you.
Cool. We are going to wrap this show up, and thank you, listening audience, for tuning in every week. This is the show where we provide you with education, information, and resources in the areas of self-care, career development, business building, and wealth consciousness challenges and solutions. I am your host, Katrina Jones, Prosperity Life Coach of Satari Life Skills Institute, along with Hasina Roach, Relational Consultant, and Wanda Miles, Radio Personality. Join us every week for another edition of Positively Affirmative on Sundays at 5 p.m. Bring a friend and share the prosperity. All right, everybody, have a great rest of your evening.
You too.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Don't mess with Mr. In Between. Don't mess with Mr. In Between.